Don't run empty tanks. Your tanks of blessings will never go empty. To engage in thanksgiving as a lifestyle is to keep your tanks ever filled. Therefore, you never know emptiness anymore in your life. I believe one of the reasons God's presence has ever been stronger by the day in our midst is our sense of gratitude as a commission. Nothing has ever gone down here. Therefore, in your own life, as who come to this by the word we have heard, your life will never suffer stagnation anymore. We are redeemed to experience a change from glory to glory. Not glory to shame, not glory to reproach. Therefore, from today, it shall be from glory to glory for you. I pray that by being part of this thanksgiving on behalf of the commission, thanksgiving will become your new way of life. I pray that it will become your new addiction. You'll be tied to it for life. And you never miss God's presence anymore. In the name of Jesus. Many years ago, I used to hear a number of ministers. Yes, I've been there to help him. When they go to minister in a place, I was there to help him. And I saw a number of them just suddenly became helpless. Who are you to help God? Yes, I was helping him. And they all just suddenly became helpless one after another. May no one here ever take the place of God in their life. We are where we are today, not by experience, not by expertise, but by the grace of God. May you never abuse the grace of God in your life. And may we never, as a commission, abuse the grace of God in our life. Whatever wonders we have seen hitherto, they are all raw manifestations of the hand of God. And God wrought special miracles. Not Paul. God wrought. And God was working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Every single act of amazement we have seen till date in this commission, it is God. Help me give this God of heaven the biggest hand of praise. Amen. We are where we are today by His grace. And we can only be where the grace of God enables us to be tomorrow. Praise God. So we can't be tired of celebrating Him. This is God. This is God. This is God. When this tabernacle was completed, I said to our pastors, if anybody went around this building and built his chest, that we built this house, God will kill him. All that we had was less than 5 weeks of expenditure. And we are building for 52 weeks. So who built it? Now, what we say we had here is the one who also gave it. So he built it. If you can buy materials, can you buy speed? If anybody claims, you know why some things we have done is the last we ever did? We think we did it. I built this house for 1 year. God said, okay, that's the last house. Jesus built you a house. What have you that you have not received? I know how much I spent building this house. See this great palace that my hand has built. May you ever be conscious that every good thing about your life comes from God. And good and great things will never stop in your life. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. Let me give you this little brief that will help you experience continuous fulfillment of prophecies. This commission is a product of fulfillment of prophecies. When God says anything and you receive and believe it, you have committed Him to deliver it. You have committed Him to deliver it. And all it takes is to keep following. Keep following. He said, follow me and I will make you what I've determined to do with you. Just follow me. Matthew 4:19. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. I have an agenda, but it will only come true as you follow me. When you stop following me, you have stopped my agenda from coming true in your life. And it comes through little by little. And by little, and by little. May you never miss God's ultimate for your life. Amen. All those prophecies are easy to celebrate now that we see them fulfilled. When they were first spoken, they don't look like real. They didn't look like real. They look like some level of madness. Some level of foolishness. But as we kept following His instructions and engaging with them, He kept bringing them to pass one after the other. Where God said you'll be speaking to the world from this altar. Now, in that meeting, total attendance was 68. And in a rundown secondary school classroom, was it classroom or dining hall? I don't know which one. They're all the same. We were eating with plastic plates that was borrowed from the gospel team of that village. We were in the dormitories. We borrowed mattress. And then you will be speaking from one place and it will be on the screen across the nations of the earth. Ah, can somebody advise this? Because these things don't make sense. And then in that room, we are going to build a tabernacle of 50,000 people. And then there will be vibrant churches across the nations of the earth. Ah, this is fresh intoxication. Somebody said about one of my sons, he said, believe me, let me confess, I used to think that you take marijuana until when I knew you. There are some So now it's easier to clap because you can see some members of the powerhouse went back because that thing was turning to increasing insanity. And before you recover from one, it will throw you another one. What kind of life is this? But by following, tirelessly following, genuinely following, even when they don't look so near, then you're not running after those, you're running after God. It's running after God that commits him to make his word come to pass. So we didn't pray for this building. Oh God, remember you said, he doesn't forget all things. Praise God. We didn't pray for aircraft. But it's in that same room that where we are buying witchcraft that I saw wings flying and I said, what are these, Lord? He said, these are aircrafts with you inside, bringing the everlasting gospel of the world of the gospel to the world. You alone, you are going to be filled. You are going to go to the nations and establish vibrant churches, and then you now aircraft. My God. Well, but nobody can talk to him, so when it comes to open shame, we are going to see it. Everything God has spoken to you here at Shiloh, no matter who does not believe it, if you receive and believe it, they will come to pass in full force. After 1983, many of the disciples of Christ left. You can't believe there will be some members of Powerhouse who have never stepped through the door of any of our churches. They left. But God didn't leave. May God not leave you. May God not leave you. I said, Powerhouse at full house, who was 68. Max, at full. Okay. Are you 68 here now? May God not leave you. As we conclude in this Thanksgiving service, please be determined to keep following. Enjoy following. God never fails. Enjoy following. Enjoy following. Over 800 churches were planted in the foreign field this year. Across 35 nations, under an era of global lockdown. God never fails. Every single prophetic word has come your way since you came to this church. If you won't stop following, if you will keep following with delight, they shall all come to pass in your life. It's a right division. Don't stop believing it, for at the end it shall speak. This shall speak in your life. And grace to keep following. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. He said, then shall we know if we follow on to seek the Lord. Hosea chapter 6. Then shall we know? You don't know now, you don't know in the middle, but then you shall know. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it shall surely come to pass, it shall not tarry. Though it tarries, wait. Keep waiting on the Lord, keep doing what he says to do, and at the end it shall speak. It's your turn for a testimony. Now, let me read this to you to prepare your heart for what awaits you as a member of this spiritual family. I'll just read and then we stand and pray. December 21, 1995, God speaking to me said, raise me these people that I have committed into your hands. Put brighter light into them. Release them into their destinies. Provoke their potentials. school them into exploits. This is not a religious center. It's a spiritual school where your hands are taught to make the most of your life by engaging with the instructions of scriptures. For I have determined to raise unto myself revolutionaries who shall once again turn the world upside down as in the Acts of the Apostles. That's the class you are in. Where God is raising revolutionaries, people who will once again turn the world upside down as in the days of the apostles. Enlarge their capacity for excellence. Position them effectively in the covenant. For I've chosen this place as my end time Jerusalem, from where the gospel shall sound to the regions beyond. 170 nations, the gospel is sounding. Across 170 nations, the gospel is sounding. Now, that means every of your part in this prophetic world is settled for delivery in heaven. Every member of this church is ordained a man and a woman of exploits. Let me hear your loudest amen. Now, whether you now went to school or not, it doesn't matter. I, a bus conductor, I now own my own company. I go to any part of the world at will. I'm now an employer of labor. I go to America. His only profile is a bus conductor. Not I who graduated in economics, no. I, a bus conductor. He delights in taking things that are nothing and making something out of them. You are the one God is talking about. All kinds. Somebody was selling waste bottles here, and favor came upon his life. And there she was in America selling waste bottles. And earned her first degree at an fairly old age. Trained all her sons and children in school. All of them became graduates. Anybody can experience a turnaround in this church. Anybody. This is God's agenda. Now, wait a minute. Secondly, the Lord said to me again, on July 15, 1996, build with me a people to be envied, a people of attraction, a people of honor, and by them I will storm the world. So God has ordained every member of this place as a people of honor. Amen. By whom God will storm the world. There are an army of globally rated giants in this church. And they will start emerging more and more in numbers. And you will not be out of that list. A people to be envied. After the order of Isaac, a people of attraction. Many will follow you on their own to serve your God. You won't say one word to you. They just say, look, we will follow you. We have seen that God is with you. We will just follow you. We will just follow you. That will be the kind of massive outreach we'll be having in this church. Build with me a people of depth, insight. A revolutionary army by depths of revelation. And I will take this world by storms. That's why every service is a school. You have been trained in the school of revelation. You can be turned to a revolutionary in the end of the day. I have given you the people. Now build them with me. Give them purpose. Impart vision into them. School them into exploits. Lead them to their destinies. Walk with me, my son, as I raise a new generation of saints by your hand. So you belong to a new generation of saints. Men, the kind they have never seen before. That's where you're going. Maintain a strong focus on the commission. Behold, I'm with you. Now, interestingly, this was repeated verbatim February 17, 1997. Now, that means three times. How many times? Three times. No devil can stop this from coming to pass. So wake up. You are ordained a world shaker. Wake up. Many are ordained as breadwinners of nations. Wake up. God will keep showing you the steps to take to the full realization of the agenda for your life. Stand to your feet. Receive now grace to keep following. Come on now. Grace to keep following. Come and pray. Pray before the Lord. Grace to keep following. 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 Receive grace to keep following. Receive grace to keep following the Lord. And you keep confirming His word. Receive grace to keep following the Lord. And you confirm His word. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Keep following the Lord. And He will keep confirming His word. Stop following prophecies. Keep following the Lord. We never prayed for mission to Africa. Keep following the Lord and keep confirming His word. We never prayed for mission to the world. Keep following the Lord and keep confirming His word. We never pray for aircraft. We don't have power to pray for it. If we ask questions, when God spoke, we will ask Him to please hold on. Please keep in view. God, keep in view. This is too heavy. I've heard that this is how much it takes to run it. Keep in view. If you sell me and all that I have around me, it won't be enough. Keep in view. We didn't pray for it. We didn't pray for this household. They were on the design. When I say, hey, how much have you gotten? They said, oh, God said something the other time. Let me check the figure. 50,000. We didn't pray for it. Keep following the Lord. And He will keep confirming His word.
Yes, yes, yes.
God is not a myth. He said it's not a magic wand. Keep following the Lord. Now you got to remember. You said you're going to build yourself. Keep following. Keep running after souls. Keep teaching the truth. Keep following His instructions. And He will keep confirming His word. Amen. Now, many, many financial giants will rise in this church. Claim prosperity. No government money. Claim prosperity. Not illegal trade money. The greatest employers of labor in this land will rise from this church.
Hallelujah.
Some people just see some little thing, and to them, their head became bigger than their neck. So the head fell off. You know when your head is bigger than your neck? And it got bigger and bigger. What happens? You're on the floor. Sir, the day I will thank me as responsible for anything in my life will not make me on earth. I know Jesus is behind every grace that I see. I don't only think so, I act so, and I speak so. I've seen the dead raised, but I've never seen virtue left me. So it's not my virtue. It's the virtue of Jesus, the resurrection and the life. It's not me. Did you hear that testimony? Somebody, water was using for from his feet. And then got home. found a dead python on his bed. And the uncle who vowed that he would kill him died that night. And he slept for the first time like a child. He said, I thank the God of liberation. Glory to God. In the same way, everyone that eyes you to destroy you will die in your place. When a python is inside you, Valium 20 cannot kill it. A python inside you, Valium 100 can't treat it. You won't just sleep. The Bible says, you sleep. Night and day, the God of liberation said, enough. Therefore, all your tormentors will be destroyed in your place. Please keep following the Lord. Don't ever think that your coming to this church is for me. That is a wasteful thought. No. You are coming for yourself.
Yes.
Amen. You are coming for yourself. 1979, I said to our brethren, I said, brethren, the time of brethren, let's go, is over. I'm gone. If you're interested, you can follow after. 1979. 19 what? I took personal responsibility for my walk with God. I won't let anybody come between me and my God. No! So be personal in your walk with God. He will show you wonders. See that prophet that came three times. Verbatim. Three times. Verbatim. Pointing to the destiny of everyone in this church. Your crown, another man will not take. Your crown, another man will not take. Your crown, another man will not take. Once again, lift up your two hands and thank the God of Shiloh for his manifest presence all through Shiloh 2020. Celebrate him. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Go in peace. Every journey is covered by the blood. Your way back home is safe and secure. Everyone is arriving home with the joy of Shiloh, which shall never end in your life. You have entered your turnaround era. You'll never be out of it for life. Every prophetic word shall find raw fulfillment in your own life. Amen. And grace to keep following is released upon your life. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship. Amen.